Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, you sense that your toddler wants a little bit of extra freedom. They're standing around, they're climbing out of their crib anyway when they wake up in the morning. They're not feeling so comfortable, and you're not necessarily ready to make that transition, but maybe they are. Maybe they even want their own room that they share with another sibling. Maybe they're not scared of the closets anymore. When is the right time, and how do you make that big switch? My guest is one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children, Dr. Corinne Cross, pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Oh, big kid beds. How do we know? My doctor said, well, you're going to have the wandering Jew, she said. She's going to be wandering around at night. And it didn't happen as much as I thought it would. How do we know? What do we do?
So the first thing is you have to think, is my child actually ready to go into a big kid bed? And so for most kids, this is somewhere between 2 and 3. And it's different for different children, but a lot of kids are forced to actually outgrow their crib before they're ready, which is why they wander around and they have a hard time with these boundaries, because there's either a new baby coming or if they started crawling out, and so people get worried and they say, you know, you can't have the kid in the crib anymore because they're going to kill themselves, you know, falling over the railing. And so they force them into a big kid bed when they're not actually ready for that. So what I would say first is, you know, think about your options and make sure that you realize that this is a big step for little kids, and some of them just don't have the faculties to have that impulse control at 18 months or, you know, 2 years when they put them in the beds, and so they do wander around a lot. So there are other things you can do first, like moving the mattress down, but if you really have to get your child into a big kid bed, you need to realize that this is going to be a 2 to 3 week process at times, and that you're going to sometimes have these children who wander around, and you're going to need to repeatedly walk them back into their room, and you're going to need to think about the fact that you don't want to make it exciting to see mom and dad in the middle of the night or, you know, right before they go to bed. So, you know, you don't want this 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night where they think it's fun just to come out, and even if they get a rise out of you and they're getting in trouble, that attention is something that they want, so you have to try to keep it as boring as possible, very monotone voice, and just walk them back in and say, we have to stay in our room until it's morning, good night, and that's it, so that you're not really reinforcing it positively or negatively, so that eventually it just becomes so boring that they stop coming out.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned making it boring, because they do come out, and after the fifth time, then they get the rise out of you, and then, you know, whatever happens and starts and tantrums or crying or whatever. And so what if they're saying to you, I'm just scared, or I'm just, do you for the first few weeks, Dr. Cross, a lot of parents listening here, do you sit in there until they fall asleep and make sure they stay in that little bed?
Absolutely not. If you start that, you'll be doing that for years to come. So what you have to do is you have to understand that they don't have the impulse control and they don't understand the imaginary boundaries of the bed. So you have to baby-proof the room. So first you have to just think, what could they get into in this room, and just baby-proof everything, the outlets, the furniture, the wires, everything should be baby-proof to the best of your ability, so that if they get out of that bed, you don't have to worry that they're going to hurt themselves. Then you can put a gate on the door, and now their room, you have to think of their room as their crib. So if they want to get out and wander around the room and you're watching them on their monitor, as long as they're in their room, it's fine. If they fall asleep on the floor instead of in their bed, it's fine. You just let them get used to having that space because they need to explore it. Now, sometimes I found that putting a rail up on a bed so that they don't roll out, but also a toddler bed, you can put a little rail. Sometimes that helps them with the boundaries and understanding that that's where they're supposed to be. The other thing that I find is a good thing is if you can fit both the crib and the bed in there at the same time, that sometimes having the bed there before they have to actually sleep in it makes it a little less scary. They sit on it, they read books on it, they play on it for, you know, a couple of days so that it's not this one thing overnight, because it is a tough change. And then as much as you can bring from their crib over to their bed will help. So if they have a pillow, bring that. If they have a blanket, even if it's too small, let them still sleep with that. Any stuffed animals, bring it over so that it doesn't seem like everything is new.
Well, and also, you know, there comes a point there when their stuffed animals start to overtake the bed and you can't find their tiny little heads in there among all their stuffed animals.
That is true.
Do you like toddler beds? You mentioned a toddler bed. Do we start with a small bed, or do we know that those things are expensive and you're just going to have to go to a bigger bed eventually?
Yeah, it definitely depends. There's a lot of cribs out there that if you're planning to buy a crib, you can buy a crib that allows for the change into a toddler bed, and that makes it so that you really are just purchasing one thing and you're putting off purchasing the mattress and the big kid bed. So if you have that sort of option, I think that's great. There are other cribs that, strangely enough, you can just take that fourth side off and, you know, the crib is still completely intact, and you can get railings that even if your toddler bed, we'll call it a toddler bed, didn't come with a railing, you can buy railings that you can attach to any bed and make that little mattress into a toddler bed. You can also always put the crib mattress on the floor. So if your child is getting out of the crib and crawling out, and that's why you're going for the mattress now and the big kid bed, you don't necessarily need to make that purchase. You can put that crib mattress on the floor. Now, if you happen to have a very tall child and the reason you're making the change is because they're really outgrowing the crib, then you don't have that option. But, I mean, my five-year-old still can sleep in on the crib mattress. So it really depends on how big your kid is, whether or not you're going to have to buy that bed sooner rather than later.
Okay, so you would look at the bed, you know, you can put the mattress on the floor, which actually is something that I did, and then decide whether your bed is going to last throughout the years. You don't want to reward these bedroom breakouts, and prepare yourself for the bedtime struggle. As a parent, how do we do that?
So what you do first is you have to talk to your child first. Before you make this decision that they're getting a big kid bed, you need to talk to them about it. You need to say, so this is the reason I think we're going to get you a bed. Either, you know, there's a new baby coming, or you're becoming a big boy now, or, you know, you've crawled out and it's really not safe, so we're going to get you a big kid bed. And then you may want to look at a catalog, let them, you know, no, not necessarily going to pick that bed, but just let them see pictures of big kid beds. Oh, look at that big kid. He seems so happy in his bed. So you start talking about it. You have to not be anxious about it and not convey that this is such a big deal. It's a big, exciting deal, but not a big, scary ordeal. Because if you make it sound like you're nervous that it won't go well, it won't go well, because they just feed off of that. So you need to be as calm as possible. And then what you need to do is, if you can put them both in there, you can let them choose where they want to sleep at first, or let them start with just taking naps in the big kid bed, and sometimes that's an easier transition. But if you do it just in one night, then you have to say, okay, you know, this is the night. You're going to tell them that they need to stay in bed and that you'll come and get them in the morning, that you'll check on them in the middle of the night, because sometimes they're a little nervous. And then whatever they do that's right that first night, you need to reward it like they did the best thing in the world. So I love that you were able to stay in your bed for a whole hour. That was excellent, because you want them to want to do a good job.
How long do you put up with the shenanigans? How many weeks or days do you put up with just that repeated behavior? Come on, baby, let's go back to bed. Oh, you spent an hour, isn't that great? But now you need to try and spend a few more. How long does it take?
So for most people, it takes 2 to 3 weeks. I have to say that I've been very lucky, and I'm also not extremely patient, so maybe those two go hand in hand. But I have found that, you know, really letting them know what you expect and then being very firm and very boring about it really does pay off very quickly. That if you, it's when you say, okay, I'll rub your head, okay, I'll rub your back, I'll sit in here. If you start with any of that, you're just prolonging it. So you kind of just have to be boring from the beginning. Keep the same routine you've always had. Put them down, read them a book, sing them a little song, whatever it is that you do, then give them a kiss and say, I know you can do it tonight. And that's the other thing, is I feel that really is a good thing to say. I know you can do it tonight. Tonight's going to be your night. You're going to do a great job. I know you can do it. I'll see you in the morning. And then you leave. And, you know, that's it. And if they say, if daddy walks them back and they say, no, I want mommy, no, daddy's here. It's not, I want this, I want that, because then that just, you know, puts them in more control.
Absolutely, parents. Use your best patience that you've got and move your kids when you both know that it's time. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.